Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
And welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays during the Noon Report, we spotlight the issues that matter most to our public schooling families with a good doctor, Ralph Kerr, at the Teaching and Learning Institute in Houghton, New York. Ralph, after an extended break, we are back at it. The school year fast coming to an end, but there is a lot to talk about, and what better issue to talk about in June than snow? We're talking snow days. The New York State Senate wants to revamp the rules for snow days. What is the rationale behind this, and do you support this endeavor?
Well, I can hardly bear to talk about snow days in June. Come on, man. Here's what's happening. Schools are required to put in 180 days of seat time, basically. And usually schools build in a few snow days, so there are extra days in the calendar, so the calendar may have 183, 184. Mm-hmm. But if we get heavy snow like we do in some places and schools end up going under the 180 if they stay with the calendar, then they're required to start lopping off days that would normally be in the vacation break period of time, which might be the Easter break or winter break or those. And obviously, people are not happy about that, because if you make your plans ahead of time and then the school says, whoops, we got school that day, that's a real inconvenience. It is tough. So the state senate decided that they would try to ease up on that, so that if you get to the point where you would have to use a vacation day, the day would just be forgiven and you wouldn't have to do that. Actually, I'm not in favor of that. I think, you know, the unions obviously are working hard to make that happen because they don't want to give up the vacation time. But again, there's not many places where the workers dictate what's happening, and I'm concerned that the Senate is sticking their nose in somewhere where they don't really need to be at this point.
All right, well said. Well, there was a story last week out of Newark, New York, which is in our listening area in the Finger Lakes region. A mom there facing jail time. Her kids missed too much school, more than a month of school. What is, and I know we've talked about this before, but if you could remind our listeners, what is the law regarding chronic absenteeism, and does New York make any exceptions due to chronic illness or something like that?
Well, certainly chronic illness, that would be a legitimate excuse, but really, parents can in fact be charged with child abuse, educational child abuse, if they are not encouraging their children to attend school. Generally, that's a local school board policy, and I know some districts are pretty strong on that, and I really support that, because children need to be in school, and if they need the backing of the parents in order to get there, or the urging of the parents, or the pushing of the parents, I believe that's a parent responsibility, and they need to do it.
Yeah, and usually they'll go through child protective services to try to get the parents to see it their way before they take legal action. But that's unfortunate that that happens. Pennsylvania this month, it's budget negotiations, and this tax credit for private and parochial schools is a huge issue. The governor says this would hurt public schools. This tax credit nearly doubles the funding for school choice. Do you support this effort at school choice in Pennsylvania?
Well, I support school choice. I think it's good for competition, but I don't support the way it's being proposed in Pennsylvania, because the governor's right. This will impact the dollars that go to public schools, and if the government extends those tax credits, then obviously they have to do something to make up the loss of revenue, and that probably would happen by them taking away from funds from the public school system. Not a good idea.
And then, speaking of Pennsylvania, Stanford University, I don't know if you had a chance to see this study. It was in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and the Philadelphia Inquirer last week on charter schools being, and they use the word, wildly ineffective in Pennsylvania. There's a lot of debate about how accountable charter schools are. 113,000 children are educated through charter systems in Pennsylvania. Do you agree with these findings, Ralph?
Well, there are some real questions, particularly about the online charter schools. The math scores were very poor compared to the public schools, and obviously math is a pretty important skill. Parents who are involving their children in charter schools should take another look at that.
Yeah, and again, familiarize our listeners who aren't sure what a charter school is. They're basically public schools, right, that are run through private entities, is that correct?
That's true, and there's actually supported indirectly by the public school. So money actually goes to the public school, and then they have to give it to the charter schools. It again takes away from the funding that's going to the public schools, and the schools' costs just continue to increase. So this is a real factor in budget presentation and proposals for the public schools as well.
All right, we'll see how that flies, but so many issues, so little time. Ralph, you have a wonderful website. If anybody cares to check you out and check out the great work that you do at TLI, where can they go, sir?
Thank you, Bob. It's simply whyrun.org. Whyrun.org.